European Parliament updates air passenger rights. A faster and simpler compensation process for flight disruptions, guaranteed adjacent seating for parents and children, and hand luggage included in the ticket price are among the new rules approved by the European Parliament. On Tuesday, members of the European Parliament adopted the revised air passenger rights rules by 646 votes to 12, with 3 abstentions, following an agreement reached with the Council through the Conciliation Committee. The legislation updates the passenger rights framework that has been in force since 2004 and aims to ensure appropriate protection for travellers in cases of disruption, such as denied boarding, flight delays and cancellations. "We have good news for everyone who flies. We worked hard to ensure that passengers do not lose the rights they already have, while at the same time providing stronger protection for families, people with reduced mobility and others who need it most," said Virginia Jacinkaeus, vice chair of the European Parliament's Committee on Transport and Tourism and a member of the Greens / EFA group from Lithuania. Preserving existing rights. MEPs successfully safeguarded passengers' key right to compensation or rerouting when a flight is cancelled. Travellers will also continue to be entitled to compensation for delays exceeding 3 hours, cancellations occurring within 14 days of departure, and denied boarding. Compensation levels remain unchanged and continue to depend on flight distance: €250 for journeys of up to 1,500 km, €400 for flights within the EU exceeding 1,500 km and for other flights between 1,500 and 3,500 km, and €600 for longer journeys. Airlines will be allowed to reduce compensation by 50% on the longest routes if they offer rerouting to the final destination following the disruption or if the arrival delay does not exceed 4 hours. Airlines will also be exempt from paying compensation when delays or cancellations result from extraordinary circumstances beyond their control. The revised rules include a non-exhaustive list of such circumstances, including natural disasters, war, severe weather, disruptive passenger behavior, and strikes involving airport service providers, air navigation services or ground handling companies. Regardless of the cause of the disruption, airlines will remain obliged to assist passengers while they wait. This includes refreshments every 2 hours, a meal after 3 hours, and, in the case of longer delays caused by circumstances beyond the airline's control, accommodation for up to 3 nights. Faster and simpler compensation claims. MEPs insisted that the compensation process should become faster and more straightforward. Passengers who choose financial compensation instead of rerouting will receive it automatically. Travelers affected by disruptions will also receive clear instructions on how to submit a compensation claim within 4 days of completing their journey. In addition, passengers will not be required to create an online account or download a dedicated mobile application in order to receive this information. Passengers will have 9 months to submit a compensation claim, while airlines will have 30 days either to pay compensation or explain why extraordinary circumstances apply and inform passengers of the complaints procedure. New passenger rights. Passengers travelling on return tickets will be able to use the return leg even if they did not use the outbound flight, without incurring additional charges. The new rules also establish the right to bring a personal item, such as a small bag or backpack, on board free of charge. To improve price transparency and comparability, airlines, ticket intermediaries and flight comparison websites will be required to display fares that include cabin baggage at the beginning of the booking process. Airlines may still offer lower fares to passengers who choose to travel without cabin baggage. Passengers will no longer be charged for correcting spelling mistakes in their names or for using a boarding pass they have printed themselves after checking in. MEPs also secured passengers' right to receive a digital boarding pass automatically after check-in, without having to submit an additional request or create an online account or use a dedicated application. Furthermore, passengers may not be denied boarding for presenting their own printed copy of a digitally issued boarding pass. Better protection for vulnerable passengers. The revised rules strengthen protections for passengers with disabilities and passengers with reduced mobility. They will be entitled to compensation, rerouting and assistance if they miss a flight because airport service providers failed to ensure their timely arrival at the boarding gate. The legislation also ensures that families traveling with children will not be separated during flights. Airlines will be required to seat an accompanying adult next to a child under the age of 14 at no additional cost. The same right will apply to passengers with disabilities, passengers with reduced mobility and pregnant women. Today's vote is a victory for both passengers and European aviation. After more than 13 years of deadlock, we are finally replacing uncertainty with clear rules, stronger rights and greater confidence. Passenger rights take off with travelers, they do not remain grounded, said Rapporteur Andrei Novakov, EPP, Bulgaria. Source: European Parliament Liaison Office in Croatia.